Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite YouTube channel and podcast. Keep that same energy with your host, Justin P, and my MVP co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, my co-host, your co-host, Mr. Marvy Savage Jr. It's episode 222 for the YouTube channel. For the audio version, it's season 5, episode 43. We're about to be in season 6 soon, a couple more episodes. So, you know, check us out for all those day one people who've been rocking with me and Marvy since day one. You know, we'll be coming up on 6 seasons. So, you know, thank you guys for the support. Y'all know what I'm about to say. Subscribe, you know, share all the links for the audio version right there in the description, right along with me and Maurice's social media platforms. But without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend, my co-host, your co-host, the villain or the vigilante, Mr. Maurice Savage Jr. Yay, yay!
What's good, people? What's good, people? It feel good to be back, you feel me? And I want to make sure we put this on a record before I get my introduction. You know I love the Giants, but I stay with Prime in the background. I stay with Prime in the background. Ravens, Giants, every year, that's my Super Bowl pick. But you already know what I'm getting ready to get into. If you looking for some real shit, it's right here. This that show. Of course, we're going to hit you with some emotions because when it comes to the sports, we coming from here with it. I know I've been playing since I was a little boy, and so has he. So it's coming from here. So, and of course, we're going to hit you with some opinions because what we know we're talking about. We know what we're talking about. We're not bullshitting around. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter unless we hit you with the facts.
And that's a fact, Jack. So it's Maurice's turn tonight to narrate the show. So I'm about to go ahead and highlight the first topic, and I'm about to go ahead and let him take it away.
All right. Well, earlier during our season, during this show, we did our who we felt would be Rookie of the Year, who is playing like Rookie of the Year. But right now the topic is, because the season basically over, who hands down is Rookie of the Year? Hands down.
Oh, man, this is easy. That kid that played for the Houston Texans by the name of C.J. Stroud. It's just, it's not even close, man. I'm sorry. That kid got his team winning, and he put them numbers. This kid already got a couple excuse me, 15 seconds on the clock. One timeout, he drove down and scored a touchdown, man. Like, that kid got ice in his veins. I was telling everybody, I know Bryce, your guy, Alabama, I get it, Roll Tide, but I told everybody he's going to be the best quarterback in this class. And so far, it's been proven right, man. You know, those, like, Tank Dell's down there eating, man, because of C.J. Stroud. Nico Collins is eating because of Stroud. You know, so, like I said, he might get this team into the playoffs. So, even if he don't, he still should get it. But, man, it's hands down C.J. Stroud, man. It's not even close.
At first, you feel me, it was hands down the kid from Philadelphia. I mean, excuse me, the kid from the Falcons, the running back, Bijan Robinson. It was hands down him. He would have been one of those, I want to say, back in the 90s type Rookie of the Year where your team was subpar or bullshit and you still won Rookie of the Year because you're talented, because that's what basically Rookie of the Year is. But I feel like MVP and Rookie of the Year should be like somewhat of the same type of ranking. And what I mean is I want you to be a good player, and your good contributions is the reason why your team make the playoffs, at least make the playoffs. I don't like when people put up career numbers as a rookie and this, that, and then your team not even in playoff conversation. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, I don't mean to go straight off subject, but there's no reason why LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony shouldn't have shared the MVP award. I mean, LeBron James did average more points, but Melo still averaged 20, and Melo made the playoffs every year on the Nuggets. So that means I'm talking about the rookie as well. So shit like that, that's what I mean. And at first, like I said, I thought it was hands down going to be BJ, but by far, CJ. I mean, do you see what he's doing, these comebacks? I mean, he's a rookie. He's a rookie doing this thing. I mean, I want to say I'm glad the Ravens got their hands on him early, because now, even though the Ravens do good against rookie quarterbacks, imagine getting a hold of this boy after he done did all this shit he did right now. Coming into Baltimore, or Baltimore coming into Texas, Houston, why he's hot like that. Oh man, you crazy. So by far, he got it. I definitely believe the Texans should probably make the playoffs this year. But if not, it's going to be for years to come. And hold on. Remember how on this show, everybody who watched this show, for years, I've said this about Lamar Jackson. You better hurry up. Joe Burrow's on his way. I kept saying it. What happened? Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl. I've even said it this year. Hey, stop playing. Joe Burrow's on his way. I got something for y'all that's going to be different. Trevor Lawrence. That is not your division no more. You can't just stroll. You can't do what Peyton Manning did. You just stroll through the whole. You got competition. He's a rookie. He's a rookie. And he's playing better than you when you was a rookie. And he got less talent. I believe that he got less talent than Trevor Lawrence got. So I'm like, and he playing like this with less talent? By far, rookie of the year. And before I go to the next topic, I'm going to just say this. Shout out to my man, Harvey. I like your pick. He said CJ should win MVP and rookie of the year. You're pushing it. You're not even a Texans fan. You're pushing it. All right. Topic two. Yeah,
that's
two,
a stretch.
Yeah, topic two. Who are the worst rookies this year? They not performing for their team. They're not performing for you in fantasy, FanDuel, none of that shit. So who are the worst rookies right now, in your opinion? And you definitely high on college players. You feel me? So I want to know who disappointed you so far. This topic was personally for you, kind of. I want to hear who disappointed you so far as a rookie.
Bryce Young. That's number one. Bryce Young. This is... You got your team only has one win. Like, come on, bro. You was drafted number one. You're supposed to elevate your team. Granted, it's not all on him, but you the first overall pick. You got to, like, CJ Stroud elevated the Texans team. He should be doing the same thing in a good defense. So, why aren't you doing what CJ Stroud is doing in Houston? You know, so definitely Bryce Young. Let's see who else. Will McDonald for the Jets. No, he ain't really doing.
I haven't heard his name at all this year. You're right.
He don't even start. So that tells you everything you need to know right there. It took him in the first round. You're coming off the bench. Yeah, Will McDonald. Let's see.
That's how bad it is, because ain't none of the rookies showing up. But I'm gonna answer whenever you're done.
Bears offensive, offensive lineman for the Titans. He's not doing much. Forgot his name. the kid the Cardinals took, Paris Johnson. He's not doing much either. He's getting Dillis took. He's not playing good. Right now, he will run around him like he's crazy. Miles Murphy from the Bengals, he's not doing much either. So, yeah, those would be like, you know, rookies that's just not doing nothing right now and disappointing.
Okay. All right. Well, from my list, it's bad to do it. You feel me? I'm taking shots at my school, Alabama, all day. That's probably my favorite team out of all teams, all sports teams, right? Before we get to the Giants, Ravens, Celtics, and all that. Alabama, baby. But Bryce Young, I mean, I want to give you some slight because your best weapon is Adam Thielen. But then again, I can't even say he's the best weapon or the only weapon, because you got Miles Sanders, who not even performing. So I'm going to help you out a little bit, because you got a 20-year veteran type wide receiver who still get the job done, but you can't win with that. You got guys who you can't get the ball to, guys can't step up. A lot of the games, the Panthers could have won this year. I actually thought the Panthers was not going to win any games this year. You feel me? To be honest with you, but somehow they pulled it out. But I mean, Bryce Young, he tried his hardest. But I mean, all I would say is, man, guys like DJ Shark, who was nice on the Jaguars, you guys got to step up and help your quarterback out. Like, it's only so much out blame on Bryce Young, but I mean, and what you said, CJ Stroud doing his thing, and I ain't gonna lie, before Anthony Richardson got hurt, he was on his way to start doing this thing. One more time, Trevor Lawrence, you do not got it made. You got two guys in your division. You feel me? Anthony Richardson and and you got CJ Stroud in your division. It's not a walk in the park, baby. I'm sorry that you got that much pressure. You probably want more asked to get traded just because you might miss the playoffs because of one of these two guys. But let me get back to the worst. My man Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, he playing decent, but I was expecting him to be Barry Sanders. You feel me? I was expecting him to be more of a piece into that offense. They still splitting running backs. They Montgomery and him. I mean, that's what I thought. I just thought, man, they got you coming. I mean, and when you already know, when he was He was with Alabama last year. You already know he was the highlight. He was the guy who you got the ball to. He was the guy that was giving us touchdowns. He was the guy that was holding it up. So I assume, come on, man. What's my man's name? I'm mad I can't get it. The quarterback for the Lions. I'm mad I can't get his name right. I've been rooting for this guy all year. Even gave him MVP credit. What's the quarterback for the Lions?
Jared
Goff. Yeah.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, I assume him. I assume Gibbs. I've seen my man Jameson Williamson. I assumed all this was going to be the best show on turf. I thought this was getting ready to happen, but I mean, we saw what happened. I ain't gonna lie, and I thought Gibbs was going to have a good game against the Ravens, and we already know I fell flat on my face when we did our predictions. Another guy, Quentin Johnson from the Chargers. I don't see nothing from him. I forgot he was on the Chargers. When I did my notes to look all this up, yo, I forgot he was on the Chargers because I watched the whole Chargers game last week. Yo, the people who caught the ball was Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. That's it. And probably the running backs here and there. I didn't see – and the tight end. I didn't see this guy be a piece at all. Like, I don't get it. And then who I want to take last one because I got, like, three more people on here. I'll just go with nitpick. You drafted the dude Mike Mayer, the Las Vegas Raiders, and I guess he was supposed to be the replacement of Darren Waller. He ain't giving you shit. He ain't giving you shit. You feel me? He lucky he ain't on a fucking practice squad. He ain't giving you shit. But all right, topic number three, whenever you ready. Topic three. Give me your five worst quarterbacks this year. I want to hear who's playing bad this year, and you like come the fuck on. I know I got five, but I want to hear who your five is.
Daniel Jones, Mac Jones.
Oh my god.
Let's see. Ryan Tannehill. Even though he's hurt, but he played like shit when he was healthy. That's three. I can't even say him because he's hurt. Let's go with Derek Carr because he's not playing good at all.
That's four. You're right.
Number five. Number five. Let's go with Desmond Ridder.
Okay. Respectable. They just won, but respectable. Even though I watched the game and seen him. He's okay. I think even though this sad to say, I think if he was on a team with he had a look, watch this. This could be funny. A top tier running back and a whole bunch of top tier receivers, he would be good. But with just regular, with guys who good here and there, he a bum. So I agree with you. All right. Number five on my list, Matt Jones. I'm not going to lie, Matt Jones. How the hell you go from playoffs as a rookie with no weapons, and don't do shit else after that? You ain't looking like none of the Alabama quarterbacks. I mean, even though Bryce Young got one win, he at least playing good, and he got somewhat of an excuse. He really ain't got no weapons, just like how you had. You feel me? You ain't playing nowhere near like Tua, and we already know you ain't even touching Jalen Hurts. Matt Jones, number five. Okay. The next one on my list, Derek Carr. You like a slick-ass Ferrari. You look good. I come, hey, JP, yo, come look at my car. You come look at my car. You be proud of me. Yo, Reese just got a new Ferrari. He's like, yo, just go drive somewhere. Oh, no, you ain't got no engine. That's what you is, Derek Carr. A Ferrari with no engine, man. You look good, look shiny, you feel me? Look like a Super Bowl contender because you're on a Super Bowl contender type team. He's on a Super Bowl contender type team. And you're making it look trash. Trash. You got receivers. You got a running back. You got a multiplayer I forgot who number seven. He plays quarterback, wide receiver, running back. But you got all these weapons and these guys.
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, Taysom Hill. You got all these guys. All these guys. You got better than what you had on the Raiders. And you still can't. I mean, come on, yo. For real, the Saints record should be like, yo, 10-4 right now. It should be some shit like that, yo. Not this stupid shit that's going on. You feel me? You're beating the good teams, but then losing to the bad teams. What? What is that? That's number four on my list. Number three. Number three, I gotta give it to him. Justin Fields. He looked like a kid. And he just won. And I contradict myself, even though I said what I said about Desmond Ridder. Justin Fields just won. It was horrible win. It was horrible. Yo, all field goals. And the only reason why you won is because of your defense. If that defense would have played against a better quarterback, or probably not even a better quarterback, a better offense, y'all would have lost that game. He fumbled so many goddamn times. I ain't gonna lie, that was the most trashiest game I ever seen, that Chicago Bears game last week. It was horrific. Horrific. I'm not gonna lie. That's who I got at three.
Yeah. How Joshua Dobbs throw four picks, y'all only won by two. Yeah.
Horrible. The next one up, I ain't gonna lie, my grandfather.
Who's your next one?
Well, my grandfather gonna get mad at me. Kenny Pickett. Oh my God, boy, you trash. Boy, you trash. You trash. I keep trying to say you good.
Yes.
I keep on trying. Even when JP talk about you on the show, when we talk about you on the show, I try to be like, no, JP, he a Pittsburgh. No, you ass. You ass, boy. Yo, for real, yo, the Steelers could be 0 and whatever their record is right now. Like, literally, yo. Like, I mean, come on. Yo, that shit against the Bengals was a whole fluke. I'm done off of it. And we already know who number one is by far. I think, hold on, what did he do? Daniel Jones did the same thing that Jamarcus Russell did. He's a thief. He's stealing money from the New York Jets. He should be put in jail right now. He should be jailed. He should be going to prison. He's a thief. I'm trying to tell you, yo. They should press charges on this man. I don't get it. How the hell Tyrod Taylor wasn't a starter for almost 4 or 5 years? He come in and he got the same amount of touchdowns than you, and he plays better than you. He played better than you. And oh my God, this is a joke right here. We got Danny DeVito's son out here. This is the Danny DeVito sign. This is the difference. Yo, if we win one more game, yo, who's that? That's going to be like a 3-game winning streak. Yo, son, I'm saying it here live. If we go on a 3-game winning streak, even a 4-game winning streak, get Daniel Jones out of there. Send him somewhere. I'm trying to tell you, yo, somebody will still take Daniel Jones. Because you know how some teams is. They like, yo, I got faith in this guy. He didn't do nothing with you, but he may do something with me. Yeah, go send his ass somewhere. I believe in DeVito. It's just that simple. Because it's how the hell Danny DeVito, a quarterback that wasn't drafted 2 weeks in a row, 100% quarterback rating, never in history, get Daniel Jones out of there. He should be arrested. I seen him celebrate last week after we won. Yeah, you want a team, but no, you're not. I'm going to the next topic because I'll be all day on that nigga. All right. Topic four. Basically, the college football games that stuck out to you last week, because they were some good games.
All right. All right, what game? Oh, okay. I'm going to start off with Ohio State, Michigan. Got to start off with that. Michigan beat them 3 years in a row. That hasn't happened in forever. So, you know, they riding high with that. You know, they're going to probably, you know, they're going to play Iowa in the Big Ten Championship. They're going to win that. So they're going to end up being, they're going to be even number two. And if you, you know, then let's go to Alabama. Yeah, sorry about that stream. Y'all be tweaking anybody. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, then like I said, Alabama pulled it out. Then it gets Auburn and the Iron Bowl. Great game. Like they said, like I said, they beat Georgia. Things get interesting. And now it's going to be a bunch of teams with one loss. So, my Hurricanes ended the season on a good note, beating Boston College 45-20. We're going to be in a bowl game, you know, so hopefully we win that and then get ready for 2024 because we didn't have the year that we were supposed to have. Supposed to be much better than 7-5. And also Maryland, they won the end of their season on a good note. They're going to be in a bowl game as well, you know, so yeah, that's all the games I wanted to talk about. So, you know, the floor is yours, co-host.
Well, I'm ready to bring some interesting fire in this month. I got to. First of all, hey bro. Hold on. No, matter of fact, I'm going to talk about some of this. Nah, I ain't going to talk about some of the same games. I'm going to talk to my favorite game. You already know my favorite games is to talk about. Besides Alabama, my favorite games to talk about is when unranked teams beat ranked teams. Yo, tell me I ain't been talking about Kentucky. Tell me I haven't been talking about Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky, way to get the job done last week against Louisville, ranked 15th. Not that bottom tier shit. You feel me? Ranking is ranking, and you get your respect. Nah, man, you top 20. Be the top 15 teams. Got to give them credit where it's due. You feel me? 38-31. I got to give a shout out there. Of course, without a shot of a doubt, I think game of the year or definitely game of the week by far last year, my man doing that was fourth down. That was fourth down. You feel me? It was either that or your game is over. Way to get the job done. You got to prove yourself next week when you go against Georgia. But, man, way to get the job done. Another game that stuck out to me where is that? Oh, yeah, Georgia. That's why I'm confident. This is why I'm confident about next week and Alabama handle your business. This is why I'm confident. Georgia Tech almost beat Georgia. They lost by a touchdown. That game was close. It wasn't that easy. It wasn't that walk in the park or I could just beat these guys. And, again, I told you what I like. I like those unranked teams when they playing against ranked guys and give them a run for their money or beat them. And that's exactly what it was. They lost by 8 points. It was a run for your money. It wasn't a walk in the park. It wasn't no, oh, we got them by 18, 19 points and they coming back in the end. No, it was a battle. I feel confident in Alabama. And then, let me say another one. Of course, I got to give the Ohio State Michigan. I mean, Michigan did that thing. First of all, that interception at the end. Wow, beautiful. Beautiful play by the DB, number 9. And then the pressure. I got to give a shout out to the pressure, too, because he was looking at Marvin Harrison Jr. the whole time. So it was easy for the safety to get to. And then last but not least, Oregon State. If you're going to be ranked and you plan to get somebody ranked, you got to stay up in there. How you lose 31-7? 31-7. I'm done with it right there. So let's go to the next topic. All right, topic 5. You want to recap for the games that stuck out to you or all the games?
We can just do the games that stuck out because the predictions are already going to be longer.
All right, so long enough.
Of course, Ravens Chargers. We won 20-10. Good game. Say Flowers put on the show, 2 touchdowns. Texans and Jaguars, that was 24-21, and that came down to a missed field goal, man. Both quarterbacks slung it out, like you said, and both quarterbacks going to be going neck and neck. And Anthony Richardson for the next 10 years, so that AFC South going to be interesting. And Will Levis is starting to show a little something, too. So that division has 4 young quarterbacks that can take the lead by storm for the next 10 years. So that's going to be interesting to watch. The Bengals and Steelers game was a dog fight. The Bengals had Joe Burrow, they blew the Steelers out. It's that simple because the kid Brown ain't do too bad. He just made a couple mistakes that kept him in it. But yeah, you know, defensive game. Philly and Buffalo, that was like some people mind as a Super Bowl preview, even though Buffalo might not make the playoffs. But beginning of the year, those are 2 teams everybody had coming out. And they played well, Buffalo had the game won. And let's see, whatever game. Tell me if I pass over to you. Let's see. Oh, Broncos and Browns. The Broncos smacked the Browns around, 29-12. The Broncos have won 5 in a row. They finally getting it together. They're not the laughing stock no more. The lead. They, after that loss to Miami, they kind of turned it around and went on a winning streak, like we talked about last time. So, yeah, those are the games that stood out.
Okay, game stuck out to me. I'm going to go with my number one game, the way the Giants got the job done. I mean, come on, two wins in a row. We was almost looking like the goddamn Panthers. I at least want us, if we get the second or third round pick in the draft, which we definitely going to have, I want us to at least have about 6 wins. You feel me? A 6-win or 5 or 6-win team. At least something to be talking about. You look shitty with 1. You two and three. You look shitty. Can we? Hey, DeVito, come on, give us 6, mama mia. Give us 6, baby. Come on. All I'm asking for is 6 wins. That's all I'm asking for is 6 wins. You feel me? I don't care if my friends clown me. If you give me 7, they really can't say shit. But give me 6 wins, man. Give me 6 wins. That's that one. Another game that stuck out to me. I ain't gonna lie. The way I was talking about the Broncos last year, I should have shut the fuck up and saved it for this year, because the Broncos handled their business, man. Like you said, ever since being the laughing stock, they won. And hold on, I said it live on this show. I said, yo, I'm gonna go against them and pick the Chiefs to beat them, but watch the Broncos win. And lo and behold, the Broncos did win, and they've been hot ever since then. It's an ugly hot, but it's hot enough. They might be a team you need to worry about when the playoffs start. Of course, the obvious game, the Bills versus the Eagles. Before the season started, I know people who said the Bills and the Eagles would be in the Super Bowl and all that shit. And like how you said, Bills probably make it, probably don't make it. And if the Bills do make it, I'm not confident in them. I got the Bills being a team for now on. It remind me of the Indiana Pacers. You're going to make the playoffs every year, but you're going to get bumped in the first and the second round all the time. Shit like that. You're just going to give your team a lot of hope where they can talk about, I make the playoffs every year, so that's good. And the last game I want to say, I ain't going to lie, the Falcons and the Saints game stuck out to me. I'm going to tell you why. Talk to my son every day or every other day, and it shocked me that my son don't play sports. He's an artist, but his favorite team, the Saints. And I was talking to my homeboy about this, and my son tell me this. I said, why you like the Saints? He said, Dad, because of their defense and their colors. So my boy said, you know, that's in your DNA. That's DB life. So I got to give my son Shamar a shout out right there. But I say this to say, my son don't even fuck with sports like that all the way. And he see how talented that defense is, and he know the weapons. He know the weapons. I talked to my son about Chris Olave. And you mean to tell me Derek Carr, you son of a, you can't get the job done? You going against Desmond Ridder, who job on the line every week, and you couldn't pull that off? Yo, bro, your division is goddamn in your hands. You could. Anyway, let's go for our predictions for next week. The first game.
at least your son got NFL team. I just like basketball, but anyway. Anyway.
Yeah. Who you got?
He just like basketball. That's it. He wouldn't even talk football, man. Just basketball.
Oh shit. Wow. Damn. Oh wow. Oh wow. Gotta hey, maybe he'll come around. But it's good though, because you're a huge Melo fan, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right, next.
All right, go ahead. What's the first game? I think it should be Seahawks and Cowboys, right?
Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys, because Seattle, after them losing to the Rams, like, just let me know, they not serious about being a contender as I thought they were. Like, you can't lose to them. Granted, Sean McVay is definitely coaching his butt off, but you got to put that game away, because this is the lowest they probably going to be. You know, because once they rebuild, they're going to be hard to beat. Because, you know, Sean McVay's coaching. So, yeah, if you couldn't beat them now in a rebuilding year, I don't know. I'm going with the Cowboys. I'm going to go a score of, I think it'll be pretty close. I'm going to go 27-17, a 10-point game.
Oh, my answer is going to be super short. I think this is going to be one of those games where Geno looked like Geno Smith that played for the Giants and the Jets, where he got his jaw broke. I'm going to go with the Cowboys getting 4 interceptions, 1 forced fumble, those exact stacks. I got them getting 3 interceptions, 1 forced fumble, and I got them winning this game 31-10. Next up, Colts and the Titans. Who you got?
Let's see that. Lord, both of these teams are fucking horrible. But the Colts got a winning record. Minshew's playing okay. Jonathan Taylor just got surgery. So I'm going to go with the Titans for the upset just because Jonathan Taylor's not going to be there. And I think Will Levis and them are going to try to keep, you know, keep their little playoff hopes alive. I'm going to go Titans 23-20.
I'm only going to go against you on this one because, yo, I ain't going to lie. The quarterback for the Titans, ever since he had that first good game, he's been playing bullshit after that. I mean, literally, I've been waiting for this guy to do something explosive. He is, I mean, one hit wonder. So I'm going to go with the Colts because I'm going, my grandfather, shout out to my grandfather too, because he told me to like Gardner Minshew. Like how everybody was liking Fitzpatrick back in the day, he told me he's the next Fitzpatrick. So, okay, Pops. So I'm going with the Colts, going to get the job done. I'm going to go 20-10. Next up, Falcons versus the Jets.
Okay. Whew. Damn. I'm going to go with the Falcons because the Jets quarterback situation is in disarray. The Falcons quarterback situation is not good either, but it's better than the Jets. And they got playmakers with Bijan and Cal and Pitts and Drake London. They can get it done. I'm gonna go Jets in a sloppy game. I'm gonna go 20-17. I'm sorry, Falcons in a sloppy game, 20-17.
Okay. I'm only gonna go against you because of this, my brother. Because this game is in New York. I believe that defense is gonna step up. Desmond Ridder's probably going to go back to looking the shitty ass Desmond Ridder as he always is. I expect Sauce Gardner and them boys, DJ Reed, all those guys to get after the guy. I expect it. This is a home game. And then I ain't going to lie, even though the Jets had that court, they got weapons. They have things right there. But I'm going to go with the Jets getting the job done. Let me get 17-10. I'm going to go 17-10. All right, next game. This one's going to be tough for me. Saints versus the Lions.
Okay. I'm going with the Lions. Saints are too up and down. Lions want to bounce back from that loss they had to the Packers on Thanksgiving. They're Jared Goff for them guys. They're going to be ready. You know, and Aiden Hutchinson going to get after them boys at Derek Carr and James, whoever playing quarterback. So I'm going Saints. I'm going to go 31, I'm sorry, Lions, 31-17.
I'm going to agree with you, too. It wouldn't shock me if the Saints did win this game because the Saints, they one of them type of teams that want to be 6-6. Right now, they 5-6. So it would make them feel good to be 6-6, 7-7, 8-8. But I'm going to go with the Lions, just like you. I'm going to go 21-24. My bad. 21-24. I think it's going to come down to a field goal. Next up, Broncos versus the Texans.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to go with the Broncos. They're rolling, man. I just think, you know, there's something that Sean Payton didn't. So I'm going to go with the Broncos in a tight game, 23-20.
Oh, man. I ain't going to lie. I got to give you that one, man. I'm letting you know right now, I don't mean to jinx myself, but it wouldn't shock me if C.J. Stroud stopped their momentum right here in Texas. But I'm going to say this, man. I believe in you, Russell. You've been getting the job done. I think you can get – I mean, you believe in God. So God's lucky number is 7. So I think you can get your team to 7 wins in a row. I'm going to go with you beating these guys. And an immaculate game. I'm gonna go with this. Gonna be the to me. I think this gonna be the first game where the Denver Broncos look like the Denver Broncos. Let me get 31-10. 31-10. They win on all cylinders of ball: running back, quarterback, wide receivers, special teams, defense. All right. Next up, I already know who you're gonna pick: Chargers and the Patriots. Who you got?
Chargers, man. Patriots is something fucking terrible. So, I mean, they got to bounce back after losing to us on Sunday night. I'm going Chargers. I'll go Chargers, and I think the Chargers are going to thump them. I'm going to go 31-7 Chargers.
I'm going to tell you like this, bro. If Justin Herbert loses this game, he should be fucking cut. That's it. I'm tired of seeing shiny toys. He remind me of Derek Carr. I'm tired of shiny fucking toys. But anyway,
I don't know. But that's a little strong, but go ahead.
I feel you. I'm gonna let you wait it out and see. But anyway, I'm gonna go with them getting the job done. They better get the job done. I'm gonna go another blowout just like I did the last game. I'm gonna go 42-3. 42-3. This should be the blowout. 42-3. Next up, our Super Bowl. This is a repeating Super Bowl game. Cardinals versus the Steelers. Who you got?
Yeah, from 15 years ago. But anyway, I'm going to go with the Steelers. I hate to say it, but I think they should win this game. I'm going to go. I think Kyle and Murray going to put up a fight. I'm going to go 24-17 Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers have been winning shitty. They have been winning like diarrhea all year. It wouldn't shock me if the score was 19-17, the Steelers win. I'm going with 19-17 Steelers. Next up, Miami versus Washington.
Say that again. Who versus Washington? You broke up a little bit.
My bad. Miami versus Washington.
Oh, Dolphins in a blowout, man. Sam Howell might put up some points because he's been playing pretty well, but they can't even beat the goddamn Giants. Dolphins 38.
God damn. The insult. I mean, all right. Anyway, I'm going with Miami getting the job done in a blowout, 31-10. Next game, Panthers versus the Buccaneers. Who you got? Yo said they can't even beat the Bucks. I can't get on
this. It's going to be tight. They can't. It's just a fact. Anyway, I'm going to go with the Bucks in a tight game because, like I said, division games. I'm going to go 27-24 Bucks.
Okay. Same thing. This game is in Tampa Bay. I'm going to go 27-24. Game go to overtime. Buccaneers win. Next up, this is probably going to be game of the week. Eagles versus the 49ers.
I'm going Philly. I'm going to feel it. I think they're going to bring that pressure on Brock Purdy, and it's just, you know, he's going to finally going to have to sit back and going to have to really, really, really do something. So, because right now Shanahan is dialing it up, and he's getting it up to the open receiver. I think Philly D-line going to get at them. It's going to be a good game. I'm going to go Eagles. Let's go. Let's go Eagles 28-49. It's 24-4-point game.
Okay. That's what I'm gonna add to that. First of all, my grandfather, he know I fuck with the Giants all day, and no second team the Ravens. But my grandfather said, serious question, Maurice. He said, who is the best team in the NFL? Yo, the 49ers is the best team in the NFL. They got a quarterback that can stay in the pocket, they can make all the throws. He reads the defense, he can grab with his knee too.
I disagree.
I got you. I know you're gonna pick the Ravens. But I'm talking about across the board. Oh my God, man!
No, not even them. The best team in the NFL. Yes, the team I just picked. Yes, yeah, they 10-1.
I can somewhat agree with that. But this is what I'm saying. I'm scared if the 49ers play the Ravens this time. Like the last time when the Ravens played the 49ers, I was confident in the Ravens. This time, I ain't doubting the Ravens at all. But I'm like, this 49ers team is scary. Christian McCaffrey is playing like a damn MVP. Brock Purdy playing like an MVP. They got two tough wide receivers that look like they can play in any era. You feel me? But anyway, that's the reason why I picked them. You feel me? And sometimes, my man, Devontae Smith, is my man sometimes.
And listen. What you just said, the same way you just said that, you can say the same thing about the Eagles.
Yeah, minus the only thing back. Is minus I'm more confident.
McCaffrey
is
definitely
in the...
better than every back they got. Well, I don't know. Swift ain't no slouch, so it ain't.
I was just going to say this. I have more confidence my pick is going to sound legit too. What I'm going to say, I'm saying the 49ers run game is better than the Eagles game, definitely for real. And then in real life, the 49ers defense is way better than the Eagles. Have you seen the Eagles the last few weeks, the points and all that, the yards they've been giving up? The Eagles defense has been trash. No, there's no bullshit. The Eagles defense has been trash.
They've been playing good quarterbacks. They played Josh Allen. And watch Patrick Mahomes.
Haven't the 49ers
the
been 49ers playing good
played goddamn Geno Smith. Geno Smith, who up and down. And then who else was for that? Fucking. Who else they just played? Who San Fran just played?
We'll be all day. We had
one day. Goddamn Baker.
And hold on, didn't they beat the Cowboys this year?
Nah, they played Baker Mayfield, Geno, and then I forgot the other day. Come on, man.
Didn't they beat the Cowboys this year?
Yeah, it was week four. They dominated them, yeah. Both teams.
I mean, you can only play who in front of you can't pick the schedule. But I'm just saying this, like overall, what they have on defense and offense, I'm confident in those guys right then and there. They are my, I told you, that's my pick to go to the Super Bowl. Ravens versus the 49ers. That's my pick right there. But, I'm definitely going with the 49ers to win this game. I think it's and I think it's going to be the game where
I got Ravens.
Go ahead.
And I got Ravens versus the Eagles. That's all I was saying.
I can see that happening. The best two teams in the NFC is the Eagles and the 49ers. It ain't even close. You feel me? I mean, Dallas is a good runner-up, but I'm not picking Dallas over those two teams. But get back to the score. I'm going to go with the 49ers winning the game in a close win. I'm going to go coming down to a field goal, 28-31. I'm going with the 49ers. All right, next up, Browns versus the Rams. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Rams because Joe Flacco now got to start on a short week. Sean McVay been playing pretty good. I'm going to go Rams 24, Browns 21. 3-point game.
I'm not going to lie, yo. Whoever was the Browns quarterback last week, number 17, he was playing all right. Until he got hit a couple times, he was playing a little all right. Yeah. Like, I ain't going to lie. He playing a little all right. But I got to copy off.
Dorian Thompson Robinson, yeah.
Yeah, he played a little all right. But I got to copy off your pick. If this game was in Cleveland, I probably would have went to Cleveland, but it's in Los Angeles. So I'm going to go with the Rams. This should be a game that they fucking blow out just because they're playing it. This is a game they need to blow somebody out finally. I'm going to go 35-17. I'm going with the Rams. All right, next up, the future versus the present. The Green Bay Packers versus the Chiefs.
Ooh.
Game in Green Bay.
I'm gonna go with KC, man, because I think Mahomes is trying to get the one seed, so he's gonna play him right. Even though if the Packers win this game, I would not be shocked because they have been turning the corner. But I'm gonna go with Patrick Mahomes. I think they're gonna both put up some points. I think the Chiefs are gonna win 38-35.
That's a nice score. I can see that happening. Val, what's his name? The dude that dropped the touchdown pass last week?
Marquez Valdes-Scantlin.
This is your redeem game. I want you to have Jalen Wyatt stats from Jalen Hyatt stats. But what you about to say?
No, I said this is a homecoming from Marquez Valdes-Scantlin, former Packer.
That's why I said I need this guy to at least have 5 catches, go over 100 yards.
His first game back in Green Bay since he left.
So I'm going to go with the Chiefs winning 35-24. No, matter of fact, 34-24. I like that better. It looked like more of a fight for the future. It looked a little bit more fight. All right, final game of the night. Bengals versus the Jaguars. This game is in Jacksonville.
I'm going Jacksonville big because the backup quarterback is not going to be able to hang with Trevor Lawrence. This game would have been much better with Joe Burrow healthy, but I'm going Jacksonville big. I'm going to go 45 to 17 Jags.
I think so far both of us picked three blowouts, and this is going to be my third one as well. I feel like Trevor Lawrence shows us what he's made of. I believe that you see all these other quarterbacks in your division that's playing good and all these other quarterbacks around you. And you see what my man Tommy DeVito is doing. So I believe, man, this should be a 5-touchdown type game. Let me go 50 to 10. I'm going to go 50 to 10. 50. 50 burger.
I can see that happening. Oh, man.
That's the last game.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Another great show, man. Sorry we've been a little MIA. We took a little break for the holiday, but we're going to be back. Regular scheduled program Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 7:30. We're going to give y'all confirmed time the way y'all can know the time, man. Oh, man. Go ahead, co-host. Do your thing, man.
Hey, man, as always, man, this has been another great show with Big Bro, man. Giving y'all the knowledge and giving y'all real shit, not that fake shit, not just saying what people want you to say. But as always, man, if you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook. My name is Mari Savage Jr. If you can't find me there, which I know you will, you can find me on Instagram, I_AM_ThePharaoh. Hey, man, it's DB life or no life.
Y'all know what I'm about to say. Be great on the way to the figure eight and always. I mean, always remember the hashtag KTSC. Y'all know what it means. It's right there in the title. Keep that same energy. From your host, Justin P, and my co-host, my right-hand man, Mr. Mari Savage Jr. Love y'all guys. Have a good rest of the week. And we'll be back here next Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Love y'all, and we are out.
Peace out, people.